With what you need to know in the news on Monday, March 28th, 2022, I'm Vin Abenue. Jersey City Police gave the St. Peter's men's basketball team bus what he called a proper escort from Philadelphia on Sunday night. According to Mayor Steve Fulop, the turnpike also had signage up on the electronic message boards. Mayor Fulop earlier promised on Twitter that the city would still hold a parade and keys to the city ceremonies for the team after its historic NCAA tournament run that ended on Sunday night with a 69-49 loss to the North Carolina Tar Heels. Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin and State Senator Vin Gopal from Monmouth County are proposing that in 2 years, for the 2024-25 academic year, high schools in New Jersey start class no earlier than 8:30 a.m. And they say multiple studies back up that reasoning.
The measure already has the approval of the New Jersey chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, and Governor Murphy hinted last week that he favors it. Coughlin says healthy sleep patterns make for healthy kids, even if they remain busy kids.
We also encourage high schoolers to participate in extracurricular activities, get part-time jobs, and live full social lives. So it's common that they often don't get to bed till 11 or 12 or later.
Adding back some time in the morning, Coughlin says, would give high schoolers one last chance to look over their notes before starting the day. It's part of his overall pledge to address mental health issues in this legislative session. In Trenton, I'm Patrick Lavery.
Two ramps at exit 105 on the parkway will begin a nine-month closure tonight at 10 p.m. for a construction project. The southbound inner lanes to eastbound Route 36 and the entrance to the northbound inner lanes from westbound Route 36 will close as the decks, beams, and parapets of three bridges are replaced. Don't be surprised if New Jersey joins the list of states dealing with a tick-borne illness that's still relatively a mystery to scientists. Heartland virus has been spotted in several states, a product of the Lone Star tick, and tick season is just getting underway here in the Garden State.
The CDC says most people infected with Heartland virus experience symptoms such as fever, fatigue, nausea. Many are hospitalized, but there have only been dozens of confirmed cases across several states. Dana Price with the Center for Vector Biology at Rutgers says the Lone Star tick is very abundant in South Jersey. It's been reported as north as Sussex County.
We can't yet say that we found Heartland in New Jersey.
He says this virus is not a reason to panic. Everyone should be doing their due diligence anyway, trying to prevent tick-borne diseases. I'm Dino Flam.
Yeah. Toms River Police are continuing to investigate a Friday afternoon accident involving a school bus. Police say the driver may have suffered a medical episode that led to them colliding with an occupied parked vehicle and a utility pole. The bus driver and an occupant of the vehicle they hit were taken to the hospital for treatment. There were no reported injuries of the students on the school bus. This is the most dangerous time of year in New Jersey for wildfires to break out, and more people than you may imagine are at risk.
According to Jersey State Fire Warden Greg McLaughlin, peak wildfire season is now through mid-May. When the days are longer, there's lower humidity and the winds start whipping. He says 42% of the state is forested and almost half of all homes and structures are located right next to a forest.
It's those areas that we're most concerned about because we often have to deal with a high complexity of issues in terms of evacuations, structure protection.
McLaughlin adds 99% of wildfires are started by people, and unfortunately, some of them are intentionally set. I'm David Mathau.
The number of BA2 COVID infections is still rising in New Jersey, but there's been no sharp increase in hospitalizations. Just 339 patients are being reported by state health officials. In early January, there were well over 6,000 hospitalized with or for COVID. The rate of transmission now is still rising, just below 1 at 0.98. Of all the changes brought on by the pandemic, are there any that you'd like to stick around for a little bit longer? Lawmakers believe they've settled on at least one, the pivot to outdoor dining.
2 years ago, when doors of many businesses were ordered closed among the early unknowns of the coronavirus, New Jersey changed other rules to encourage restaurants to use tents and other outdoor options. The current law expires in 8 months, but a bill sponsored by Senator Paul Sarlo would extend that another 2 years through November 30th, 2024.
Clearly, we're still in that stretch where some of these restaurants are still trying to make up some of their lost revenue, and people still want to be outside, and that's the most important thing. People want to be outside, let them be outside.
The bill has cleared a first committee hurdle, but no further action is likely until at least May. At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
Gas prices are back up to where they were a week ago, averaging $4.21 a gallon for regular. After falling due to lower demand, prices have started to inch back up again. That's 56 cents higher than a month ago. A year ago, we were still paying below $3 a gallon. I'm Vin Abneau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Monday.